Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
At this point, we don't entirely know what the cost of Hurricane Irene damage will be. There have been estimates that have ranged anywhere from $10 to $20 billion. But it won't be insurance companies that foot most of that bill. It's likely to be taxpayers. Here's the problem. Most people in the Northeast don't carry flood insurance. And the federal government insurance program is billions of dollars in debt, like most parts of the federal government. We're joined now by Stephen Stichter, Chief Operating Officer at Kinetic Analysis Corporation. That company specializes in estimating the hazard impact and losses of natural disasters. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
So, I mean, it could be weeks and months before we know the real cost of damage for Hurricane Irene. Is that correct?
Oh, certainly. People are just now going through and seeing what the damages are, know visually what damages are, but on the larger levels in some of the areas in the Northeast where they're still facing flooding, the impacts have certainly not abated. And so then figuring out what the costs are of any of those damages and losses is not a quick enterprise.
And how that's going to be paid for is another difficult question. Joining us now, Stuart Hurd, town manager of Bennington, Vermont. Good morning again, Stuart.
Good morning.
You know, was your town in a place that required flood insurance for homes?
Oh, yes. We do have two major rivers that really bisect the community. So there are flood insurance homeowners here in Bennington.
So does that mean everyone has flood insurance?
I would dare say probably not. Flood insurance tends to be very expensive. We've heard stories of people who have paid their mortgage and thereby were released from the requirement to carry flood insurance, and so they dropped it in order to save a few dollars here and there. And they're facing some losses, certainly.
So, Stephen Stichter is Chief Operating Officer at Kinetic Analysis Corporation. When you're dealing with losses, I mean, in a hurricane like Irene, where much of the damage is because of flooding, not because of high winds, where many homeowners won't have, and even business owners may not have flood insurance, who pays for the bill?
That's a hard question, particularly in the type of economy that we're looking at now. Effectively, these kinds of events and these kinds of impacts on people and businesses force people to spend dollars on things that they had not intended on spending them on. So rather than choosing a repair or addition to a house that you've been wanting to do for a long time, suddenly you need to completely clean out, waterproof, and repair your basement or some damages that had happened. And the situation that we are in is that going back a number of decades, the costs of flooding and flood damage was rising, and insurers and the insured were caught between those rising costs and the regulations and limitations on policy and pricing of insurance. So that led to a situation where insurers were backing out of covering those areas that were flood prone, and the government stepped in with the National Flood Insurance Program. The current requirement, as Stuart mentioned, is that people who are in flood-prone areas have to purchase insurance if they want a federally backed mortgage, and that so people who are not in federal mortgages and don't have those kinds of requirements over them are not required to. They can, but are not required to purchase flood insurance.
Okay, that's Stephen Stichter. He's Chief Operating Officer at Kinetic Analysis Corporation. I know I'm having trouble saying Kinetic this morning. Stuart Hurd is also with us, town manager of Bennington, Vermont. So here's the thing, Stuart, that seems to me the difficulty for towns like yours, where people may not have been carrying flood insurance. There is a national flood insurance program, but it's very deeply in debt. If they ended up covering many of the people who have damages because of Irene, that would put them deeper into debt, which of course would mean that'd be another taxpayer-funded bailout. Do you have people coming to you? Have you heard stories in your town of Bennington from people who may simply just not have the funds to pay for damages?
Absolutely. And that's truly a tragedy. I mean, we've had homes that were damaged, or in fact, in the town adjacent to us, one home went down the river. It was not in what was considered to be a flood hazard area. So obviously that individual wasn't required to have flood insurance, didn't, and is now facing a tremendous loss. It's questionable whether his homeowner's insurance is going to cover this kind of a loss because it's directly related to the flooding. So, you know, you hear those stories all over the place, and it's in a way it's heartbreaking to think about watching the entire contents of your home or your home itself go down the river and realizing that there's no way that you're going to be able to recover that.
Literally go down the river in this particular case. So there's homeowners out there who didn't carry flood insurance simply because of the expense, and they were trying to hold on to their home, and they may have ended up homeless anyway after all those struggles to stay in their house.
You're absolutely right. It's a tremendously difficult thing to listen to. Imagine having to go through it. I just can't.
I can't imagine it either. So where's your rainbow here, Stuart?
Other than the fact that friends and neighbors and the communities in general have really rallied together. You know, we're hearing stories of people putting up people in their homes, people who are now somewhat homeless because of flood damage or furnaces out, basements flooded. They're being put up by their neighbors. They're being taken care of by the local interfaith councils. People are rallying to volunteer to help clean out basements, to help people clean up and get back in their homes. We've got a number of student athletes who have volunteered.
We'll have to leave it there, Stuart, but okay. It sounds like what you're saying is the rainbow is hopefully the community itself. Stuart Hurd, town manager of Bennington, Vermont, also Stephen Stichter, chief operating officer at Kinetic Analysis Corporation.